Praise the Lord. Welcome to today's teaching. Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thank you for joining me today. This is Dr. Ruth. We continue with my in-depth verse-by-verse teaching out of the Gospel of Luke, the ministry of Jesus Christ, our God, our Lord and Savior. I hope you have listened to previous sessions, because today I will wrap up my teaching out of Luke chapter 8. It is a lengthy chapter, so please go back and listen to the previous two sessions. That way you can get the best out of these last few verses in context. And friends, I will always say this, as you begin to listen to this Bible study podcast, do your best. In fact, commit to listen to the entire session. These are only 30 to 40 minute sessions, but they are packed with rich information that will transform your life. So listen to the entire thing. And most importantly, contact us and let us know how these Bible teachings are blessing you. And please share this with friends and family so many others can be blessed. Okay, glory to God. So we move on here in Luke chapter 8. We pick it up in verse 40. So what is the gist of this upcoming last verses? We will learn about the Lord Jesus raising a girl from the dead, and we will learn about healing. The Lord Jesus would heal a sick woman. Now, there is so much information here that I won't have time to do an in-depth teaching on healing. I will really recommend, if you've been listening to me for some time, you are aware I received healing, divine healing from the Lord from metastasis colon cancer over 15 years ago. And the story we are about to go over, the woman with the issue of blood, I have an entire chapter in my testimonial book about this woman and about the centurion, others who received healing from the Lord. So I highly recommend you please get my testimonial book. It is simply called Healed by the Stripes of Jesus, a true story of God's unconditional love and grace. If you live overseas, please get it on Amazon. If you live in the continental USA, please get it from us. This book has its own website, and that website is drruthhealingtestimony.com. So this book is about a 355 or so pages. It shares my testimony, and then the rest of it is a teaching handbook how to receive divine healing and walk in divine health. This book has transformed hundreds of lives. Thousands of copies have been sold. It is worth the investment. It is not just for somebody who is being attacked with cancer. It's for any disease. It's for any malady, emotional, mental, spiritual, physical. Because the principles in God's word, how to receive God's healing, is the same. And again, it's not just for cancer, for any disease. It's not just for even a disease. It's just how to receive God's promises in your life. This book will transform your life. It will really help you. So you don't need to be ill to get this book. I have people who have no sickness, disease in their bodies. They read this book and they are so prepared. And they would contact me to thank me how I encouraged them to read the book, how it gave them deeper revelation how to receive God's blessings. So please visit our safe and secure website to receive a copy. This book is typically $25 US, but plus shipping and handling, we are asking for a donation of $33. So visit the book's website, Dr. Ruth, healingtestimony.com. Also visit our safe and secure website, drruthtanya.org/donate. We are also on Cash App. The address there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanya. And in the USA, we receive donations through Zelle. That telephone number is 909-501-9031. And we will have all this information in the description box. So I recommend you get this book today, because I won't have the time to get into details how to receive healings or other promises from God. So we pick this thing up here. Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verse 40. Now, when Jesus returned, returned from where? If you were to study this same content from the Gospel of Mark and Matthew, it tells us that after the Lord Jesus crossed to the other side of the lake, okay, so that is what Luke is telling us here. So when the Lord Jesus returned to the other side of the lake, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Verse 41. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, and a synagogue is like a church, and this man was a leader there in the synagogue. He would engage in administrative duties in a very diligent manner, make sure that the synagogue or church runs properly. So this man named Jairus, picking this thing up here, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house. Verse 42, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. So we see how this synagogue leader believed in Jesus Christ as a healer. So he came to Jesus just begging if the Lord Jesus would heal his daughter. So let us find out how the Lord Jesus in his love and compassion would respond. And friend, that same Jesus is still responding to us the same today, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So as Jesus, we continue here with the story. As Jesus was on his way, the crowd almost crushed him. Verse 43, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him, referring this woman came behind Jesus, and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. Let me pause. If you were to go and restudy this same event, which I have discussed in detail out of the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9 verses 18 through 26, and also in Mark chapter 5 verses 22 through 43, Luke did not give us much details about this woman, but Mark and Matthew provided much other details. According to Mark and Matthew, this woman obviously had this bleeding disorder for about 12 years. She had spent all of her money going to the doctors. They could not help her. Sounds familiar? And also keep in mind, this was when the law of Moses was still in operation. The Lord Jesus had not been exalted. So this woman, in accordance with the Mosaic law out of the book of Leviticus, if she was found out in public, she could be stoned to death. Because of that chronic bleeding disorder, she was considered unclean in accordance with the Old Testament law of Moses that God had given to Moses. So if you study this in Matthew and Mark Gospel, we see a woman who was desperate. We see a woman who was frustrated. We see a woman who was willing to take the risk to be stoned. But she, in accordance with Matthew and Mark, she had heard about Jesus and she had meditated on the healing ministry of Jesus. She thought to herself that if she could just touch the hem of Jesus's garment, she would be healed. I say all that because out of this woman's story, again, I discuss a lot of this in my testimonial book, Healed by the Stripes of Jesus. Please get it. There are some biblical principles how to receive healing or any other of God's promises. This woman had heard of Jesus. How do we receive or strengthen our faith? The Bible teaches clearly, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So this woman's faith was quickened as she had heard about the healing miracles of Jesus Christ. And then she had meditated on that, and then she spoke out her faith. She said to herself, if she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be healed. So she heard about Jesus Christ as a healer. She believed in her heart that Jesus Christ was going to heal her. She pondered on that. She meditated on that. And then she verbalized her faith that if she can just touch the hem, the edge of the garment of Jesus Christ, she believed she would receive that healing. And then she took it to the final step. She acted it out in spite of the Mosaic law. In spite of all the odds against her, she stepped out in bold, active faith. She got into that crowd. Boy, she just struggled. She believed in her heart that if she just touched the edge of Jesus' garment, she would be healed. She put that belief into practice. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and the healing virtue of Jesus flooded her. She was instantly healed. Friend, are you getting this? Powerful story of faith. You hear of the Lord Jesus, you believe it, you meditate on it, and as you meditate on it, your faith is stirred and strengthened, and then you act on it, because faith, true Bible faith without corresponding action, is dead. So she acted in faith, took the risk, and instantly she received that healing. Oh, goodness to God! Is there something you are believing God for today? Have you taken the time to ponder on the promises of God for your specific issue? Are you stepping out in faith to act because you believe that as you step out, the manifestation will be evident? Do you believe that? That is what we are learning today. So friend, if you are feeling ill today, whatever disease is attacking your body, you have to first believe that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. And then stop acting like somebody who is sick. By faith, do your best to get out of bed and act like somebody who is healed. Because Jesus said you are healed in the spirit. And as you start to believe that, you act in accordance with that belief, you step out and act as somebody who is healed and whole. The power of the Holy Spirit will strengthen you, and you will start to experience manifestations of healings in your body. I hope you received that. Again, please get my testimonial book. It will really bless you how to receive healings and everything else from the Lord Jesus. Okay, so now this woman had stepped out in faith and touched the hem of Jesus's garment, and healing virtue left Jesus, and that woman received a healing. Let us find out how the Lord would respond. We are now in verse 45. Who touched me? Jesus asked. This is so powerful. We see the humanity of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word of God, was 100% God in the flesh and 100% man. But as we are taught throughout the scriptures and the epistles, the book of Colossians and Philippians, the Lord Jesus, by his own choice, because of his humility, chose to humble himself. He chose to limit the fullness of his deity as God in order to experience humanity. So although Jesus Christ was God 100% in the flesh and 100% human beings with flesh and bones as you and I, by his own choosing, he limited his complete 100% knowledge as God. So we see Jesus Christ here acting in his humanity. He said, "Who touched me?" He truthfully did not know who touched him. Again, another principle I explained in my testimonial book. This question has huge implications for how you receive anything from the Lord. Let me say this quickly. Jesus Christ did not know exactly who touched him. Jesus Christ knew that somebody had acted in bold, active faith, and the healing virtue had left him and has healed somebody. So when Jesus Christ asked this question, he didn't know who touched him. He just knew that healing virtue had left. You know why? Because God is no respecter of persons. When you act in faith, when you step out and act in true Bible faith, regardless of who you are, you will receive God's result. So Jesus Christ did not tell this woman, "Oh, you've not fasted for 20 hours, you've not prayed for 30 hours, you've not given X amount of money into my work, so you won't receive this healing." This woman just acted in faith, and healing virtue left Jesus, and this woman was healed. Friend, Jesus Christ, God, listen to this carefully. Your believing in God's promises and your actions of faith is what will propel the manifestation of God's blessings in your life, period. That's it. Did you get that? Obedience to God's word, submission to his teachings, believing in your heart, acting in accordance with your faith is what will allow the blessings of God to chase you. So we see this in operation. God does not evaluate you, how long you fasted, how long you have given into his work. All those things are good works. They are good, dedicated works for someone who loves the Lord. But the Lord doesn't look at your works in order for you to receive his blessings. You receive because you obey him. You receive because you act in faith, and the blessings just chase you. Just as we are learning that the healing blessing just chased this woman. Oh, I hope you get this. Please get my book to get details. So going back here to verse 45, Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Exactly. Jesus said, "I know the healing virtue has left me and has touched somebody. I don't know who this woman is. I don't know how much she has fasted. I don't know how much she has been praying. I don't know the details of her story. I just know that somebody has tapped into the blessings of God because they acted in faith, and healing virtue has left me and has healed somebody." Are you getting this? Friend, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. When you act in faith, you trust his promises, the blessings chase you. Oh, come on, somebody. The fasting we do, the prayer that is necessary so that you can be more sensitive to God's voice, so that you may train your spirit man to live in the spirit. All fasting prayer doesn't cause God to come closer to you. God is always there. All what these spiritual activities do, they enable you to draw closer to God. They enable you to be more sensitive to the presence of God in your life. Oh, let's move on here. I hope you are getting this. See, the Christian life is not difficult. It is impossible without allowing the Holy Spirit to do it in and through you. Mm-hmm. As you live your life in the spirit man, not in the flesh. Okay, let's move on. So the Lord Jesus had said that somebody had touched him, and let's see how this woman would respond. Verse 47, then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. Now, trembling, why? We don't know exactly why, but it is safe to say she probably was afraid because of the Mosaic law. She maybe was afraid that if she told that she, being an unclean woman, had come outside, she would suffer some consequences. So that could be why she was trembling. It could also be that that healing just came instantly and she was just in awe. Okay, but either way, she was trembling. And so in the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. So the woman went on and shared her testimony in the hearing and presence of everyone. Let's find out how the Lord Jesus would respond. Verse 48, then he said to her, this is the Lord Jesus Christ, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Exactly. So after this woman explained her scenario to the Lord Jesus honored her bold, active faith and told the woman to go in peace. Wouldn't you like for the Lord to just impress that upon your heart? Go in peace. You are healed. Walk in that healing. He can, and he is still doing that today as we obey his teachings and act in faith. Okay. Now, we get into verse 49. While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead, he said. Don't bother the teacher anymore. This is amazing. So keep this in mind. All of this interaction, the Lord Jesus was on his way to go heal the daughter of Jairus, and then this woman with the issue of blood interrupted Jesus on his way to the synagogue leader's house. So during the time that this woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus and she received a healing and Jesus questioned her and listened to her story, Jairus' daughter died. Oh my goodness. Some people would have said, oh Jesus, you are late. Let's find out what happened. So now the Lord Jesus got the message that the child is dead. Verse 50, hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe and she will be healed. This is so powerful. And when I was fighting cancer, I used to meditate on this story that the Lord Jesus would say, don't be afraid, just believe. I used to meditate on that all the time. I would tell myself, I won't be afraid, just believe. I would imagine the Lord Jesus telling me, Ruth, don't be afraid, just believe. Oh my goodness, I will meditate on that. And so believe what? Believe in Jesus Christ as the resurrector, the life, your ultimate healer. Believe in his compassion. Believe in the grace and faithfulness of God. Believe that God is never late. Friend, I'm sure by this point, Jairus' heart was just saddened because he must have thought, oh my God, I went and got Jesus to go heal my daughter. Somebody else interrupted Jesus. This other person got your healing. Now my daughter is dead. This is not fair. This is not fair. You know, that is just a human thinking. I mean, probably Jairus was thinking this way and it's just human. But what is the principle here? God is never late. Come on, somebody. Jairus had petitioned his request in front of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was on his way to go heal the daughter. That daughter died, but God had answered that prayer because Jesus Christ, God, had seen Jairus' faith. So nothing was going to prevent the healing of Jairus' daughter. Friend, likewise, never give up on your prayer request to God. God is faithful. God is never, never late. Do you get this? Don't be afraid. Just believe in Jesus Christ, in his compassion, in his faithfulness, in his goodness. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is never late. Okay, so now the Lord Jesus had told Jairus to just believe. Let's find out what will happen next. We are now in verse 51. When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James. Again, we see the Lord Jesus here putting the principle of separation into operation. I have an entire chapter in my testimonial book about the principle of separation. Just quickly here, that just means that a time has to come when you're fighting certain battles that you have to separate yourself from the crowd, from the masses. You have to separate yourself from certain people who are not in like-mindedness with you, who don't believe like the Bible says we should believe. Essentially, you separate yourself from all the doubting friends, from all the fearful people, from people who are not strong in the Lord, for people who don't see things through the lens of God as you do. You separate yourself from them for a season until you receive whatever you're believing God for. Then you can go back and teach them. When I was fighting cancer, I separated myself from about 90% of people for a period of about 2 years because they could not believe that I would receive that healing. And the Lord just placed in my heart, separate from them. You just select a few people that can stand in agreement with you. And for the first couple of years, I stood with 3 people only. Principle of separation, so critical, so you can renew your mind, so you can focus wholeheartedly with like-minded believers on whatever promise you're believing God for. You don't want to be sending prayer requests left and right for people who don't even believe in whatever you're believing God for. The fact that somebody says they're a Christian doesn't mean they believe as you believe in God's promises. So you need to use spiritual discernment. So we see the Lord Jesus here separating himself from the rest of his disciples. He took 3, Peter, John, and James, the ones that were closest to his heart, the ones that were equally like-minded as the Lord Jesus Christ. And throughout his ministry, the Lord Jesus put this principle of separation into operation. Even in the transfiguration, he only took these three. Even in Gethsemane, he took these three to pray with him. So there is a lesson here for you. If you're one of those people that you think you can just invite the whole world into your prayer session, friend, a lot of those people that you think agree with you, they are gonna bring doubt, fear into the environment, and they will open the door for Satan. So be careful who you invite into your prayer circle. Principle of separation, crucial in believing God for miracles, okay? So the Lord Jesus had brought the three disciples. Let's move in here. And the child's father and mother, obviously, Jairus, had the faith to receive that healing. So the Lord Jesus invited him in the crowd. And of course, the mother of the child. Okay, verse 52. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. Stop wailing, Jesus said. She is not dead. Better sleep. They laughed at Jesus. And put the culture in perspective. In the Jewish culture back then, they had professional mourners, especially someone of high position like Jairus, being the synagogue leader. Boy, I bet you they already had professional mourners in his house, mourning and wailing for the child. So that was what was going on here. It was already a jam-packed house with professional mourners and just there to support Jairus. But the Lord Jesus wasn't going to have that. He was going to put them out because he knew they could not believe that he was going to raise that girl from the dead. So that was what he did. So after he had told them that stop the wailing, they laughed at him. We are now in verse 53. They laughed at Jesus knowing that she was dead. Verse 54. But he took her by the hand and said, this is the Lord Jesus now. He took the young girl by her hand and said, my child, get up. Her spirit returned and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. You see, the Lord Jesus, after he had separated himself from the doubters, unbelievers, he raised that child from the dead. Verse 56, her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Again, we see an incident of that secret motive here in the Gospel of Luke. If you have been listening to me, I discuss the Gospel of Mark loaded with secret motive. Why? Because when the Lord Jesus performed certain miracles, he would tell the people not to tell anyone else, to keep it a secret, only because he's God ordained time to reveal his full identity as the Messiah had not come. So he did not want people to follow him for the wrong reasons. Essentially, the Lord Jesus didn't want people to follow him because of the healings and the miracles that he was performing, even though it had been prophesied that the Messiah would perform this task. But he wanted enough time to preach the kingdom of God. He wanted enough time to reveal God the Father to the world so that people don't rush to him just for healing, okay? So he would often tell people not to tell others after he performed this miracle. As I mentioned, the God ordained time for the Lord Jesus to reveal his full identity had not come. So that was one reason for that secret motive. Okay, so, but again, when the Lord Jesus told people not to tell, boy, it was difficult. Many of the people just went and told anyway. And then the Lord Jesus was just followed by hundreds and thousands of people because the news was spreading fast about his healing ministry and his teachings about the kingdom of God. Glory to God. So that brings us to the end of this powerful session here out of the Gospel of Luke. So what is the key principle and application? Number one, Jesus Christ is the Messiah, Son of God, God 100%, man 100%. And we learned how he expressed his deity. He raised someone from the dead, performed miracles of healings. We've learned about his compassion. Okay, we've learned about true Bible faith, that God will honor that if we obey him, we step out and do our part, God will honor our faith. Okay, so what I want to leave you here with regards to the application, I have talked about this over and over. Whatever you believe in God for, just know that God is 100% faithful. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You can stand on God's promises and believe God for whatever you desire in your heart to the extent that it is in accordance with God's will, which is revealed in his word. So friend, before we pray, I want to just remind you to visit our safe and secure website and get my healing testimonial book, which I discuss details about the woman with the issue of blood, practical lessons to receive healings, and other promises from God. Again, this book has its own website, drruthhealingtestimony.com, and then visit our safe and secure website, drruthtanya.org/donate, and then we are also on Cash App. That address there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanya. And if you live in the continental USA, we do receive donations through Zelle, and that number is 909-501-9031. And I will attach all of this in the description box, so just click it and get into this website. Is safe and secure, and make it a love gift donation of $33, and we will ship to you my healing testimonial book, and that will bless you. So we thank you in advance, and please know that whatever products you get through us comes to the ministry as a donation to help us to pay for studio time to produce these programs. Glory to God. Now, I don't want to take it for granted that you have come into this saving relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I just went on to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ being God 100%, man 100%. And Jesus Christ died for your personal sins. Mm-hmm. The Bible teaches us out of 1 John 2:2 that the Lord Jesus died for the sins of the world, but he loves you personally. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only human being in the history of the world who experiences supernatural conception by God, the Holy Spirit, making him 100% divine God. And because he had flesh and bones as you and I, that also makes him 100% man. Jesus Christ loves you so much, for God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. That is John 3:16, paraphrasing that. God loves you. He died for your personal sins. Mm-hmm. He died for you to come into this relationship with God the Father through him. God wants to enable you through the Holy Spirit to live a blessed, fruitful life that he created you to enjoy. There is only one name given unto mankind by which salvation must come, the man Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the only one who said he was God, and he backed it up 100%. I have just talked about some of his miracles, and he died on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago, and he was raised from the dead with eyewitness, verifiable evidence of people seeing the resurrected Christ, the risen Christ. Jesus Christ is alive. Only Jesus Christ in the history of the world has this testimony. You can place your faith in Jesus Christ as the Messiah, because he is the Messiah. Friend, each of us, when we are born into this world, we inherit a sinful nature because of the transgression by Adam and Eve, as recorded in the book of Genesis chapter 3. But Jesus Christ came so we could be redeemed from that fallen nature and get into this vibrant relationship with God. If you've never confessed faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to give you the opportunity right now. And you may wonder, what does that mean? It is really simple. The Bible teaches that if you believe in your heart in these things I'm saying, that Jesus Christ was God 100% and man 100%, that he died for your sins and on the third day he was raised from the dead, if you believe that in your heart and you confess that, you shall be saved. That is really it. It just begins with believing in Jesus Christ. And then once you make that genuine confession of faith, God, the Holy Spirit, will seal you and the triune God would come and live on the inside of you, and you accept that by faith, and God, the Holy Spirit, will start to reveal more of Christ to you and would begin his job of sanctifying and molding you into the image of Christ, and would start to empower you to change your thinking, your view, your actions. You have to take that step of faith first before the Holy Spirit can start to change you. Don't wait to change before you come. Come as you are. You can only be changed through the power of God. So friend, if you've never confessed faith in Jesus Christ, I want to help you to do so. So I want for you to repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my personal sins. Today, I believe in my heart and I am confessing with my mouth that Jesus Christ was God 100% and man 100%. He died on Calvary's cross, and on the third day he was raised from the dead. He is alive today. Dear Jesus, come into my heart and change me. By faith, I believe you've accepted me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Friend, if you said that genuinely based on the authority of God's infallible, perfect word, I declare you a child of God, and the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Welcome into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. You have been instantly sealed by God, the Holy Spirit, and you have received that brand new nature in Christ. So friend, contact me so I can send you a free book. Check the description box, send me an email. I will send you a free book that will explain what just happened to you and help you to grow into this relationship with God through Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And find a good Bible teaching church and start attending there and serve God wholeheartedly, and you will start to experience his blessings and miracles in your life. And then continue to listen to this Bible teaching podcast and grow in your relationship with God. Glory to God, friend. So this is all I have for this session. I thank you for joining me today. Again, I encourage you to go back and listen to the previous sessions and share these teachings with friends and family. Send me an email. Let me know how this is blessing you. And please visit our safe and secure website to receive the products. We've talked about my healing testimonial book. And I just want to pray for you today. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just lift up all the listeners. We thank you for today is a blessed day that you have made, and we rejoice in it, Father. I just release your blessing over all of the listeners today. You just strengthen them to just live by faith. I pray you strengthen them to just see themselves in the Spirit as you see them. I pray you just bless them with the desires of their heart. You meet them at the place of their specific unique needs. Thank you for revealing more of Christ to them, Holy Spirit. I thank you. I release your divine blessings and your protection, your peace and your joy. I ask all this in the mighty name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. And all those who believe and are in agreement say, Amen. God loves you.
So as you proceed with your day today, remember that God is with you, always, enabling you to overcome in Jesus' name. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed and bye for now.